You can eat him up.
Darren.
Yes, I said you can eat him up. Don't eat me up.
No, we don't eat people.
Ah, okay, you're vegetarian.
No, we eat animals.
Okay.
And time.
And time. Oh, the plot thickens. So, what are you doing here? And aren't you feeling a little cold?
No, I'm feeling cold. It's nice to have ice on your body. Then the body is warming up. No, we are performance artists. We are butoh dancers. And we had a performance tonight. That was starting from the birth till the end, till death. We were dying tonight. And the act was to connect two places, the chapel behind the museum and the church in the graveyards.
In the graveyard?
Yes.
Okay. But what exactly do you do? And you were telling me this has something to do with Chinese?
No, it's a in Japanese born dance performance art. It's called butoh.
Okay.
Right. And we try to work from the body.
Okay. It's like physical theater or close?
It's like physical theater, right.
Okay.
It's a certain kind of physical theater.
Right. And your guys are a group of how many?
Tonight we were five dancers here. And the group is born in a class I'm offering once a week in Tübingen.
Okay.
We are dancing butoh every Monday at 8. And, right, we were asked to perform here by a guy, Serge Legoff. Mm-hmm. He was organizing
this
triptychon. It's called Zeitsprung, Time Warp. And we had this performance tonight.
Can you introduce me to your bunch?
That's Chin Hu.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Katharina Abdo.
I'm Clara. Hello.
Hallo, ich bin Bo.
And you are, sir?
My name is Tamor.
Okay, so you are the leader in this situation? And
yes, I'm the choreographer, and Chin Hu was helping me a lot with the organization, with dramaturgy, and we did this project together, especially for tonight.
Okay, so how do you want to be seen? Like, you guys are very different from other dance projects that people generally see. So, like, what is the point and how would you like to come across to people?
We would like to touch the people in their own being. So we hope that they felt something. So I don't know actually what happens. You know, we offer the screen you can project your own imagination on.
Okay.
That's what we're trying to do, actually.
Okay.
Maybe Chin wants to tell something about it.
Butoh is kind of dance that is from the inner. It's from your emotions. That what you feel, you try to find expression for it. And today we performed over 2.5 hours. And we started with birth, and we ended with the death. And we had a lot of people that run the whole way, the 2.5 hours with us, and watching what's going on. I think they were touched but with their own stories. If you see someone on their way in their life, through obstacles or happy, you feel something. And if you see something, somebody was born or somebody is dying, you have your imaginations. So today it was for me very wonderful because I could feel that the people have understand it, or they have their own story by watching our performance.
Can you, since we've not really seen the performance as of right now, can you take us through the performance and explain a little bit about how it was looking like, because we've not seen it. And now we only see you, so just a little bit in short.
Okay, it looks maybe super crazy. And one thing that actually happened was that we, as performers, were slowing ourselves down internally, and we were slowing down our bodies physically in the space. And what happened to the people following us, being with us, they were slowed down as well. So actually, what happened tonight was quite slow, and for a distance, time distance of 2.5 hours, really little physical movement.
So where did you all start and where did you all end?
The chapel in Heimatmuseum. This is where we started. We started in a room and that was illuminated by a Serge Lukov. It was colorful. Very colorful, every kind of colors you can imagine. And we just moved us very slowly. It's like a mind figure. I have made a figure out of
clay.
Yeah, it's like birds. You make people, you make human beings or some creatures with limbs. And I think you, the two girls are kind of energy. That coming out by birds, but it's very individual how to read it. You can understand it in a different way, yeah. And then we have the big guy bow. I don't know what was your row.
I was growing in a spiral and feeling basically my body. How it worked itself up to from the ground, from the earth, to be seen.
In standing, being seen in standing and being uncovered.
Yeah. And then we go further after the birth. Mm-hmm. Each one of us were carrying this.
The cart.
The cart.
The entire cart. Just the sack.
Okay. And then we put all the sacks on this wonderful ancient cart, and we went through the home downtown. There were so many people. They were so amazed, and they were so angered sometimes, or bothered, or they were so curious. They don't know what we are doing. We look quite strange and intense.
And but it's a nice way to get some reaction from them.
Yeah, a lot
and
of,
it's
I
an
think.
Emotional reaction also, I guess, once in a while.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And at the end, we come to the Friedhof.
The cemetery.
Yeah, the cemetery, and that was intense. I can't describe it in words.
The cemetery.
Yeah, the lights. It was beautiful. Okay. So such an atmosphere. And then we went into the church. The church was illuminated. It was like a dream. And then we went very, very slowly to our own death. Quite like 20 minutes to the altar, and then we died. Everybody from the.
So now you guys are dead.
No.
Okay.
We are
just checking. You know.
Yes, we are checking. We were trying to really feel the event happening, right?
Okay.
Not to act. We were trying to feel it, and I don't know. It's so different from rehearsing this stuff and doing it in the streets here, performing for people, and this feeling of I don't want to die now. You know, I want to do this work for longer, forever maybe, for like feeling this wish of no, maybe there would be something super nice happening if I could just stay a little longer in my role, in my dance, like as an example for lives.
Yep, reminds me of sometimes when we do radio, you feel like the show goes on. You really feel. So what exactly is in the bag? What is in the bag?
Okay, this there are costumes.
Costumes?
Yeah.
There are no more people who are dead.
Yeah. No. Actually,
just checking,
actually.
You know?
Yeah.
actually is a symbol for the things that you're carrying in your life.
Okay.
Sometimes you carry a lot of things that you don't need, but you think you need. Then sometimes you collect things on your way. Sometimes you throw out the things.
And you took them
like
all to
life.
The grave.
Yeah.
You take them to the grave. Yeah.
To?
You
no. No. Yeah.
Okay, this is the part we need to get explained, because you have a lot of things which you collect all your life and then you'll end up in the grave. So do you take these along with you to the grave, or do you leave them down and then you die?
Okay, we left them down before we went to die.
Okay.
So I hope we can leave our own shit we collect through our life on the last day, maybe. I don't know, maybe before getting lighter on the way to die, but
it's a good thing you mentioned this.
It's a good thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good thing to mention, just in case people forget the part that.
Yeah,
have
yeah.
To.
Yeah,
we're like, we are born with empty hands, and we're going to die with empty hands, and right. In between, we are going to travel with a lot of stuff around.
Yeah.
And this is what we did. Like, we were born, and then we took up stuff on the way,
okay.
And then before we died, we just left it again, and we were like naked. We are like naked children dying again.
Okay.
But it was not easy to get off the things. I at the end, actually, I want to die very easily. But at the end, I collected my sack for a long way. I couldn't let it go. It's just a struggle.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's quite a reflection now that we are talking about it like this.
Yeah.
Within
yeah.
The humor, and I think we can leave this at that and let everybody get their perceptions on exactly how they feel.
Yeah.
And yeah, I wish you guys a good death.
Thanks.
A good life.
Good for everybody. And good death.